the truth about the power of definiteness of purpose. There is a precise plan and purpose for everything that Almighty God created. This mighty plan extends to everything that lives on, in, or around the heavens and the earth. God makes no accidents or mistakes. He knows more and He knows better than any other human being or groups of people as to the how and the why the things He created work, coexist, and interrelate to one another. He is the original manufacturer. God has never surprised Himself. He has never faked Himself out. And He has never violated any of His own character or laws of the universe. God is and always has been holy, supreme, and sovereign to everything He created. God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. God is definitely greater than man. When God created the world and everything above, on, and in it, as we are told that He did in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 through 3, He made everything for a specific place, reason, and purpose. He put everything that He made in its designated place in order for all of creation to be properly balanced and interdependent so that it would all properly function. If little fleshly man and his pea-sized brain would only stop and ponder the whole of God's creation, he would blow his own mind, so to speak, if he could really grasp the magnitude of God's created heavens and an earth. How could it have possibly come together to work in total unison and balance as it does without the intervention of a master craftsman? Everything made by God has a specific purpose and use. Nothing is ever wasted. Everything God created plays its role in our existence today precisely as it was originally designed to function. God freely gives all of His creation His blessings to and for our life, if we will but only be obedient to do what He tells us to do. Bible scholars estimate the creation of the universe, as described within the Bible, took place somewhere around 5500 B.C. All of His creation work was completed in six separate 24-hour days, with a seventh Sabbath day reserved for rest and recovery. Now, I full well realize that that particular time frame is at odds with what man, scientists, try to tell us about the age of the earth. But God created man, and therefore God is greater than man. As for me, I will base my beliefs on the Holy Word of God. It was in the Garden of Eden shortly after the creation of the universe that the fall of man occurred and sin was allowed to enter into the created world. With all this background in mind, permit me to tell you that God's plans and activities will always prevail regarding the manner and way that man conducts himself while on the earth. This is what makes men act the way they act and why his conduct, for the most part, is totally predictable. Maybe now you, the reader or listener, might better understand why I keep pressing the issue regarding the need for you to become people savvy so as to enable you to come to know what and why people act the way they do. Possessing such knowledge and understanding will be required for those of you who truly are serious about becoming highly successful. Just remember, success is a planned event. There are several ways and means one can build and grow their own personal success level in their own life. But if you desire your efforts and created success to last and grow with you into the future, then you will need to develop a strong spiritual root to your life. Anything built on less than the full honesty and integrity as told to us by the Creator of the universe simply will not stand and last over the long run. That can and will only happen when you build your life and lifestyle upon the truths of life found only within God's holy word. It is not difficult to do, but you will have to work very hard at accomplishing it. Let us now shift our discussion back to the topic of the power within you that is generated from having a definiteness of purpose for your life. To do this, I must tell you about the psychological principles from which this power is actually derived. There are basically 7 precepts that apply to creating the generating power that comes from having a definiteness of purpose. Number 1. The starting point of all individual achievement is the adoption of a definite purpose and a definite plan for its attainment. Number 2. All achievement is the result of a motive or a combination of one or more of the known 9 basic motives which govern all voluntary human actions. Number 3. Any dominating idea, plan, or purpose held in the human mind through repetition of thought and emotionalized with a burning desire for its realization is taken over by the subconscious section of the mind and acted upon, and it is thus carried through to its logical climax by whatever natural means as may be available. Number 4. Any dominating desire, plan, or purpose held in the conscious mind and backed by absolute faith in its realization is taken over and acted upon immediately by the subconscious section of the mind, and there is no known record of this kind of a desire having ever been without fulfillment. Number 5. The power of thought is the only thing over which any person has complete, unquestionable control. A fact so astounding that it connotes a close relationship between the mind of man and the mind of God, the connecting link between the two being faith. Number 6. The subconscious portion of the mind is the doorway to God and all of His power, and it responds to one's demands in exact proportion to the quality of one's faith. The subconscious mind may be reached through faith and given instructions as though it were a person or a complete entity unto itself. Number 7. A definite purpose, backed by absolute faith, is a form of wisdom, and wisdom in action always produces positive results. So let's quickly review the gist of this discussion. If the starting point of all individual achievement is the adoption of a definiteness of purpose to and for one's personal life, then such a definiteness of purpose had better be quickly developed within your own life. The sooner, the better. That is definitely step 1. Do you personally have such a definiteness of purpose in place for your life? It really makes no difference how pretty and well-made the car keys you possess are, or from what materials they have been made. Without a vehicle in which to put them, the keys are worthless. The whole process begins with your own dream as developed within the confines of your own mind, over which God has given you total and complete control, and over which He will never interfere. You are totally in charge of your own future. It will all depend upon how well you take charge of and utilize your own heart and mind. Once your personal dream is adequately developed, It needs to be transformed into a driving vision for your life. This vision will discipline your flesh and empower you to constantly perform all of the required work until the dream becomes a reality. It is your definiteness of purpose for your own existence that holds it all together as you persevere while performing the required work tasks necessary to turn your own dream into reality. You will win. You will achieve your own success. You will become totally successful, financially independent, and personally free, as long as you do not quit. Leaders gotta lead.